学的见证。
And this morning we have a special testimony.
我们就把时间交给我们要做见证的弟兄。
We will turn the time to our brother who will make the testimony.
你也聪明了。Hi, my name is Norm. This is my wife Susie. We
我的名字叫 Norm. 这是我太太。
We normally attend Fort Bend Community Church in Missouri City.
大部分的时间我们是参加福变的聚会。
Today we come by to visit you.
今天我们来这边探访你们。
And to say thank you, and I'll tell you why in a minute.
我想要跟大家说谢谢，然后我会解释。
A year ago, I was fighting cancer.
一年前，我在与癌症战斗。
And I understand that members of this church were praying for me.
我也听说很多在这里的弟兄姐妹为我祷告。
As well as people at my church and some other churches as well.
我自己的参加的聚会中，还有其他的教会也有人替我祷告。
And the hope of my survival was very low because it was my third cancer.
这是我第三次得癌症。
Not my first.
也不是第一次了。
First cancer was nasal cancer.
第一次是鼻窦癌。
Second cancer is lung cancer.
第二次我的是肺癌。
And last year, I was fighting bone cancer.
And 去年我就开始战斗那个骨癌。
Each cancer, people were praying for me.
每一次我有这个癌症的时候，大家就为我祷告。
Each cancer was all stage.Three B cancer. You are stage three B. And the doctor gave no hope.
每一次医生都没有盼望。
And yet today I stand here because of God. Praise God.
但是今天我站在这里，我赞美神。
Because of your prayer, you hurt everybody.
因着你们为我的祷告。
Hurt my wife's prayer.
因着我妻子的祷告
I'm living proof God exists
我就在这里证实神是活的
And today I stand before you to thank you for your prayer Thank you your congregation
今天我站在这里感谢你们为我祷告
Thank you What's his name?
Brother Wei
Gave me special prayer?
Brother Wei
You prayed for me right before my surgery last year?
我也谢谢魏弟兄特别的来为我祷告。
And here I stand. After three cancers near death, I stand before you. Praise God.
在三次的癌症以后，我站在这里感谢神。
For those of you who still have doubt about God,
你们若是对神还有任何的怀疑
，I am living proof. I should not be here today, even by the doctors.Each and every doctor look at me with surprise. Why am I here today?
我就是那个证明，神是活着，因为每一次医生见到我时候，都说我是没有指望的人。
Three cancer, three survival.
三次的癌症，三次的活下来。
And for you who still do not believe,
若是你还不信主的话
you should know that God is here.
你应当知道神是活的。
Praise God, and I thank the congregation for your prayer.
我再次的感谢你们大家为我的祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢。
You want to say?
God also has moved me, my heart.
神也感动我的心。
Many times I do not know which way to go.
很多的时候我已经不知道该往 哪里走。
I was lost.
我自己也迷失了。
And I called for him.
那时我就呼叫他。
He talked to me, talked to my heart.
神就对我说话，也对我的心说话。
No one can hear, but only our heart.
没有人能听见的声音，只有我们的心能听见他的声音。
So each one of us, we can talk to God.
我们今天每一个人都能够与神说话。
You just like a cell phone, you have to turn it up.
就像你有的手机一样，你需要打开。
No one can hear, just you and him.
没有人能听见你们的对话，只有你和神。
Remember that when you're the most troubled time, you're not alone.
请你们记住，当你们在最艰难的时候，你不是寂寞的。
And he will always find a way to be there with us.
他总会
to comfort us.
他总会替你准备一条路与你同在，来安慰你。
Last year November in the ICU, we were there for 16 days inside the ICU.
去年十一月的时候，我们在急救病房里面有16天。
And we all know that we don't supposed to be inside the ICU beside the visiting hours.
我们都知道我们在急救室里面不能够待很长的时间。
But I was there. I was sleeping inside. They gave me a place to stay. They gave me a phone, telephone to talk to brothers and sisters.
但是他们特别为我在那里准备了一张床，让我能够睡在那里，也给我一个电话，让我能常常保持联系。
And they never kicked me out.
他们没有把我踢出去。
One time that I did not know when we're going to leave that place. 2 days before we left, I was so desperate.
有一次我不知道我们还要在那里停留多久，就在离开那个病房2天前的时候，我心里是非常的焦虑。
I was crying, I was hopeless. I did not know which way he's going.
我在那里一直的哭，我也没有指望，因为我不知道他的病情会怎么样。
And I shout for God, God, where are you?
就在那时候，我就向神呼喊，神啊，你在哪里
？2 days, and he's every minute of those 2 days left, and he got better and better and better, and we left the place.
在我祷告之后2天，他每一分钟都在进步。然后2天后我们就离开了那个加护病房。
He wants us to call him.
神愿意我们向他呼求。
He wants us to beg him.
神愿意我们向他祈求。
So God is faithful.
他是信实的。
God's loving. And I try to calm down, quiet down my time and try to listenTo his words, to listen what he have to tell me, what to do.
神是非常爱我们，我常常努力的把自己安静在神的面前，听他的话语，让他告诉我他要我做什么。
Norm have asked me what I want for Christmas.
诺姆问我说这个圣诞节我想要得到什么礼物。
And I told him I already have. It's him by my side.I can hug him, I can hold him. That's my best gift that God has given to me.
我就告诉他说，神已经把那礼物给我了，因为你就站在我的旁边。
Thank you guys for praying for us.
我感谢弟兄姐妹为我们祷告。谢
谢。
请我们打开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
耶利米书三十二章二十七节。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 27.
旧约圣经耶利米书三十二章二十七节。
In the Old Testament, Jeremiah, chapter 32, verse 27.
好，我们一起来念好吗
？Let's read the verse together.
就这一节，耶利米书三十二章二十七节。
Just this one verse, Jeremiah 32, verse 27.
我是耶和华，是凡有血气的神，岂有我难成的事吗？念的不太好啊。
We're not very good in reading this together.
我们再试一次。
Let's try this one more time.
念的不够整齐。
We need to read in unison.
好像主有难成的事一样。
It seems like there are always something too difficult for God.
我们不能那样念，我们要念，要像好像主是没有难成的事。
We need to read as if there's nothing too difficult for God.
好，我是耶和华，是凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？我们感谢神，这次念的蛮好的。
Thank God at this time we did pretty good job.
我们再念几处出埃及记第三章第十四节。
Exodus chapter 3, verse 14.
出埃及记第三章第十四节。
Exodus 3:14.
好，来，神对摩西说，我是自有拥有的，又说你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你们这里来。哥林多后书第一章第十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19。
哥林多后书第一章第十九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 19。
好，一起来。因为我和希拉并提摩太在你们中间所传神的儿子耶稣基督，总没有似而又非的，在他只有一事。这最后一句话呢是非常好的，他说在他只有一事。
The last half the verse is very good. It says, but it's yes in him.
那我希望大家都能把这句话记得，在他只有一事。
I hope that you will all memorize this verse, that there is only yes in him.
马拉基书第三章第六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
旧约最后一卷马拉基书。
The last book in the Old Testament, Malachi.
第三章第六节。
Chapter 3 verse 6.
马拉基书第三章第六节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6。
因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。我们再读以赛亚书六十四章第八节。
Isaiah 64 verse 8。
以赛亚书第六十四章第八节。
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 8。
耶和华，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手中的工作。我们最后读约书亚记第一章。
Lastly we turn to the book of Joshua chapter 1。
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1。
我们要读第三节、第五节和第六节。
We will read verses 3, 5 and 6。
约书亚记第一章第三节、第五节、第六节。
Joshua chapter 1 verses 3, 5 and 6。
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。 你平生的日子，并无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。让我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等感谢赞美你。
Lord, how we thank you.
因为昨日、今日一直到永远，耶稣没有改变。
Because yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
在这样的一个日子当中
，In such a day as this,
我们心里充满了感恩。
Our heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为你让年日这样的随着我们过去。
For you have allowed the years to follow us.
我们回头来观看的时候，看见都是你自己的恩典。
As we look back, it is all your grace.
因此，我们愿意一同聚集在你的面前。
Therefore, we gather before you.
我们用欢乐的声音来赞美你。
With a joyful voice, we shout and praise.
我们要说，我们的神是配得我们一切的称颂。
We will say that our God is worthy of all our praises.
我们也要把我们的心聚集在你的脚前。
We gather our hearts at your footstool.
我们愿意说，主啊，你是我们的主。
And because you are our God,
我们的好处都不在你以外。
There is nothing good beside you.
早晨愿意你再来对我们发出声音。
This morning may you speak to us.
让我们能够知道该怎么样往前去。
So that we know how to go on.
我们就把这样的时间仰望给主。
And we commit such time into your hand.
我们祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
刚才我们一开始念了耶利米书32章27节那里。有一句话说，我是耶和华，是凡有血气的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
In the beginning we opened up and read Jeremiah 32:27. It says, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?
弟兄姊妹，我们在礼拜五晚上，神带领我们弟兄姊妹用不同的方法来读圣经。
Brothers and sisters, on Friday night, the Lord had led all brothers and sisters to study the Bible through different methods.
我们有的弟兄姊妹呢，他们呢读圣经读得很快，他们叫速读。
And some brothers and sisters read the Bible very fast, so there is a group called the speed readers.
他们一个礼拜读5章到7章圣经，很快的。
They will study 5 to 7 chapters of Bible each week.
所以我们叫这些弟兄姊妹叫速读的弟兄姊妹。
We call them the speed readers.
我们还有一些弟兄姊妹呢，他们读得慢呢。
And there are some brothers and sisters who read very slowly.
但他们叫他们精读组啊。
They call them the not the careful reader. Precise reader. Precise.
所以他们每次呢就读一章圣经的。
So each week they will only attack one chapter of the Bible.
今天早上呢，我就要介绍另外一种的读圣经的方法。
This morning, I would introduce to you another group.
那是叫慢读组。
It's called a slow reader.
这一年呢就读一节的。
And they only read one verse per year.
那怎么样？我们一年呢要读一节圣经的。
Brothers and sisters, in each year, we need to at least read one
verse. 我鼓励弟兄姊妹在主的面前来寻求。
I encourage you to seek before the Lord.
就让主在2006年里面呢，就给你那么一节圣经啊。
So that in year 2006, the Lord will give you one Bible verse.
你就可以读一年了。
And that Bible verse will last you the whole year.
因为神的话句句都带有能力的。
And because every verse of God's word is full of power.
因为人活着不能单靠食物。
For man does not live by bread alone.
要靠神口里所出的一句 一切的话。
We need to live according to all the words that are spoken by the word of God.
那神说了这么多的话。
God has spoken so many words.
他哪一句是对你说的呢？
But which verse is for you?
所以我们需要知道哪一句话是对我的。
We need to know that which verse in this Bible is for me.
如果我们知道那一句神是对我们所说的话。
If we found the verse which God has spoken to us,
那在这一年的当中呢，我们就从那一句话里面得到许许多多的帮助。
And then in this year, you will find much help from this one particular verse.
那2005年的时候呢，主赐给我《帖撒罗尼迦》第五章。
In the year 2005, the Lord has given me 2 Thessalonians 16-18. verses 16 to 18.
所以要常常喜乐。
It says to rejoice
always. 要不住的祷告。
And pray continuously.
要凡事谢恩。
And give thanks in everything.
这件事情我查了一年了。
And I have studied this one verse for the whole year.
觉得非常的好。
I find it very good.
我就用一年的时间来查那一节圣经的，不算太长。
And I used the whole year to study that verse, and it is not too long.
因此呢，我又在主面前寻求呢，2006年。主要让我查哪一节圣经呢?
Therefore, I asked before the Lord again, Lord, what will you give me in year 2006?
主就给我耶利米书32章17节这一节。
And the Lord has given me Jeremiah 32:27.
他说我是耶和华。
I am the Lord.
是凡有血气的神。
The God of all flesh.
岂有我难成的事吗?
Is anything too difficult for me?
所以明年呢，一年呢，我要查这些圣经。
So for the next coming year, I will be studying this one verse.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常奇妙的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is an amazing thing.
当有心愿要求主给我一节圣经的时候
，When you have a desire before the Lord to seek for a particular verse,
我可以说在今年里面没有一个礼拜我不想起那节圣经的。
I have to testify that in each week of this year, I always remember the verses.
并不是我想到说，哎呀，今年我应该要查这些圣经，我每礼拜。找一个时间来读那节圣经。
It is not that because I said I'm studying this Bible verse this year, so every week I find some time to study the word.
但是无论在什么时候。
It is no matter where I am.
无论在什么场合。
No matter in what circumstances.
这句话就会出来。
This word will rise before me.
就告诉我要喜乐。
It tells me to rejoice.
就在我不喜乐的时候。
And my most unjoyful time.
主就好就提醒我说你要常常喜乐。
The word of God remind me to rejoice always.
所以我从那一节圣经实在得了许许多多的帮助。
So from that verse, I have received so much help.
因此我觉得这实在是太好的一件事。
And I find this such a wonderful thing.
因此我推荐弟兄姊妹另外一个读经的方法。
So I recommend to you today another method to study the Bible.
就是要求主给你一句话。
You need to ask the Lord to give you a verse.
这么多圣经的话哪一句是主为你所预备的
Among all these Bible verses, which one is prepared for you this year?
主是信实的
God is faithful.
他会给你一句话
He will give you a verse.
主给我的这句话是一个问题、啊、
God has given me this verse, which is in a question form.
他说岂有难成的事吗
Is anything too difficult for me?
我就发现在圣经里面许多很有力量的圣经节都是一个问题
I discovered that many powerful verses in the Bible are all in this question form.
你们有没有这样的一个观察呢
Have you made the same observation?
在圣经里面，那个最有力的那些圣经呢，是一个问题的。
And many powerful verses in the Bible are in the form of question.
就像罗马书里面。
Just like in Rome.
他说：“谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？”Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
是一个问题。
That's a question.
不是一个解释。
It is not an explanation.
也不是一个说明。
It's not a description.
只是一个简简单单的一个问题。
But it's a simple question.
但是在这个问题的里面，那个力量是何等的大。
But within this question, it has possessed so much power.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
？Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
然后他就接着呢，一个一个接着问题。
And then it continued to ask question after question.
难道是患难吗？
Is it
8:35?
Oh, is it tribulation?
难道是困苦吗
？Or distress?
是逼迫吗
？Or persecution?
是饥饿吗
？Or famine?
是赤身露体吗
？Or is it naked?
是危险吗
？And is it peril?
是刀剑吗
？Or sword?
他都没有回答这些问题。
He did not answer his questions.
但是这个问题的本身就已经足够了。
But the question itself is enough.
在哥林多前书15:55里面也是一个问题。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 55 is another question.
他说死啊，你的权势在哪里呢
？O death, where is your victory?
他说死啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢
？O death, where is your sting?
你看这个多么强的这些圣经呢、啊，都是个问题的。
These are such strong verses, and they are in the question form.
我们又想到在约伯记里面。
We also remember in the book of Job.
这是我最喜欢的几节圣经了。
And these are some of my favorite verses.
这个约伯记38章和39章这两章的圣经里面。
In Job 38 and 39.
是主所说的话。
Are the words spoken by God.
而主呢，在那里就说了许许多多的问题。
And in those two chapters, God had raised many questions.
我昨天特别算了一下。
And I counted yesterday.
我算了一下主问了几个问题。
I counted how many questions God has asked.
有谁知道约伯记三十八章、三十九章主问约伯问了几个问题呢？
Anybody know that in the, Job chapter 38, 39, how many questions God has asked?
我算来算算算算去，我算出五十二个问题来。
I counted and recounted and I counted 52 questions.
哦，我怕我算错，我叫儿子帮我算一遍。
I was afraid that I counted wrong, so I asked my son to count it for me.
我儿子算了，他说也是五十二个问题。
My son says 52.
所以每一个问题呢，是每一个礼拜。
So each question is for one week of the year.
在约伯记里面呢，从第三章到三十七章都是人在讲话。
In Job, from chapter 3 to 37, are all words spoken by men.
约伯先讲。
First, Job began to speak.
然后他的三个朋友在讲。
And then his friends, three friends spoke.
然后约伯在讲。
And then, Job interjected again.
然后他的三个朋友在讲。
And his friends spoke again.
讲了三十五章圣经啊
！They together spoke 35 chapters.
主在听，神在听。
And all this time, God was listening.
听了三十五章。
He heard 35 chapters of the Bible.
到了三十八章的时候，耶和华说话了。
And when we come to chapter 38, God began to speak.
耶和华一说话就问了五十二个问题啊
！And when God spoke, He asked 52 questions.
真没有解释。
No.Explanations.
神也没有去好像说服。
No persuasions.
神就问了五十个问题。
But he just asked 52 questions.
等到这个五十个问题问完了以后啊。
After he finished asking these questions.
约伯说我是卑贱的。
Job says I am a lowly man.
我用什么回答你呢？
How can I answer your questions?
只好用手捂口。
And I lay my hand on my mouth.
弟兄姊妹，一个人真的听见神的声音以后
，But sister, after a man who had heard God's voice,
他就谦卑下来。
He will be humble.
他没有那么多话来说了。
He no longer has words to speak.
为什么人能够讲这么多的话
？Why is a man are able to speak so much?
因为他们不过是风闻有神就是了。
Because they have only heard about God.
所以他们的话很多的。
And that's why they have so much words to say.
但是当人听了神的话以后
，But after man had heard God's words,
他就用手捂口了。
He has to lay his hand on.
后悔以前说了那么多话。
And regret that he has spoken so much words.
弟兄姊妹，但愿今天神也能够把这样的问题再摆在我们的面前呢。
Friends, sister, we ask the Lord also place these questions before us.
我是耶和华，是凡有血气的神，岂有我难成的事吗？
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me?
这句话是神对耶利米先知说的。
God has spoken this word to the prophet Jeremiah.
为什么神要对先知说这样话？
And why is it that God spoke these words to the prophet?
难道先知还不知道神没有难成的事吗？
Doesn't the prophet already know that there's nothing too difficult for God?
耶利米甚至在同一章圣经里面，他自己也说过说在你没有难成的事。
Even in the same chapter, Jeremiah has spoken before that there is nothing too difficult for God.
难道耶利米对神的能力有怀疑吗
？Is there any doubt that Jeremiah has concerning God's strength？
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
不问我们在神的面前有多少的年日
，We don't have to ask how many years we have before the Lord。
我们永远都需要神一再的在我们的心里面来说这一句话。
We always need God to speak these words to our hearts。
就是说，在他没有难成的事。
For Him to tell us。That there is nothing too difficult for him.
就算是我们在主的面前有经历
even if we have some experiences before the Lord.
就算我们在主的面前有很多的侍奉
even if we have served before the Lord.
我们仍然需要主在我们的心里面对我说，在我没有难成的事。
We still need God to speak to us, to me, that there is nothing too difficult.
你看摩西就是这样。
If you look at Moses, it was like this.
没有一个人像摩西这样认识神的大能。
No one is like Moses who understands and knows God's power.
神借着他行了十个神迹。
God has used Moses to perform 10 miracles.
神借着他带了以色列人过了红海。
And through Moses, God has led all the people of the Red Sea.
怎么会怀疑神呢?
For such a man, how can he have any doubt about
没有可能这样的人会怀疑神。
It is impossible for him to have any doubt.
但是我们读民数记11章的时候,
But when we read Numbers chapter 11,
我们发现事实不是这样。
We discovered that the facts is not the same.
那个时候以色列的百姓向摩西说他们要吃肉。
At that time, the Israelites told Moses that they want to eat meat.
所以摩西就到主的面前去祷告。
And so Moses went before the Lord to pray.
神就对摩西说,
And God told Moses,
他说我要让这个百姓, 吃肉呢, 吃一个月。
I will allow the Israelites to eat meat for 1 month long.
这个时候摩西软弱了。
And at this moment, Moses was weak.
你猜摩西说什么?
What did Moses say?
他说我把这海里的鱼啊, 通通拿出来的话, 能够让我的百姓吃肉吃一个月吗?
He says, even if I catch all the fish in the sea, can I still feed the people a month long?
摩西他应该知道神的大能。
Moses ought to know God's power.
但是摩西在那个时候他就软弱。
But at that moment, Moses was weak.
他听到神说要让他的百姓吃肉吃一个月。
He heard that God promised the people to have meat for 1 month.
他看他有60万成年的人。
But he looked down and there are 600,000 adults.
他想吃一天就好了。
He says, if they have meat for 1 day, it is enough.
但是主说要吃一个月。
But God said they will eat for 1 month long.
他说怎么能够有这样的事?
And he says, how could that be?
然后主就说了。
And God said,
他说耶和华的膀臂岂是缩短的吗?
Will God shorten his arm?
就像摩西也要主对他说这样的话。
Even Moses requires God to speak such words to him.
我相信我们每一个人,
I believe that each one of us,
我们都需要主常常在我们心里面对我们说这样的话。
We need God to constantly to speak such words to us.
在我们身上许多事我们觉得太难了。
Many times we find the circumstances too difficult.
许多的人我们觉得是不可能的。
Too many people around us are impossible.
许多的人我们觉得是没有指望的。
And we find these people are hopeless.
为了这个缘故我们失望。
And for this reason we lose our hope.
为了这个缘故我们灰心。
And for this reason we are discouraged.
为了这个缘故我们软弱。
And for this reason we are weakened.
弟兄姊妹，如果你在这样的光景的里面，
Friend, sister, if you have fallen in such circumstances,
主要对你说这句话。
God will speak this word to you.
他说我是耶和华。
Behold, I am the Lord.
是凡有血气的神。
The God of all flesh.
岂有难成的事吗?
Is anything too difficult for me?
我们来思考这一句话。
Let's consider this word.
到底主在说什么?
What is he saying?
主说我是耶和华。
He says, I am the Lord.
耶和华这个名字有两方面的意思。
And the Lord's name has twofold meaning.
同一个意思, 那个耶和华就是指的我是的意思。
And the first meaning is I am.
什么叫做我是呢?
What does it mean, I am?
这个我是就是自有又拥有的意思。
I am is from eternity to eternity.
就像刚才翻译的说了，是从永远呢一直到永远的。
It is from eternity to eternity.
有的地方圣经就翻成他说他是首先的，他是末后的。
Some places in the Bible says that he is the beginning, he is the end.
他是首先的。
He is the Alpha.
我们所有这些事情，我们要找他的根源的话，那就是神在那里。
If we want to find the source of all things, then we need to return to God.
因为神是一切事情的开始。
Because he is the initiator of all things.
神又是一切事情的结束。
He is also the omega of all things.
我们要认识一个事情集中的目的。
If we want to know the final purpose of anything,
我们就发现在集中的里面是神在那个地方。
We find out at the end, God is there.
在启示录里面，他又翻成昔在、今在、永在。
In Revelation, he says that who is, who was, and who is to come.
昔在就是他从前是。
That is who he was, he is.
今在就是他今天是。
And who was here today.
永在就是他永远都是。
Who is to come, he is the one in the future.
这就是我们的神。
This is our God.
今天我们如何来到主的面前。
Today, if we come before the Lord,
我们心里面忧伤。
We have sorrow in our hearts.
就表示我们不觉得神今天是。
then that means we do not believe that God is today.
今天如果神是的话,
if God is today,
我们心里面就不应当有忧伤,
then we should not have sorrow in our heart.
如果我们心里面还有忧伤的话,
if we still carry sorrows with
us, 那表示在今天神不是,
it means today that God is not.
这是耶和华的名字,
this is the name of our Lord.
他说我的名字就是我是,
he said my name is I am.
另外这个意,这个名字的意思呢,
another meaning of this, his name,
就是在马拉基里面所说的,他说耶和华是没有改变的。
Which is spoken to us in Malachi, it says, he does not change.
马拉基说,因我耶和华是不改变的。
Malachi 3:6 says, for I, the Lord, do not change.
所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。
And that's why the sons of Jacob are not consumed.
今天我们都是雅各之子。
Today we're all sons of Jacob.
今天我们之所以没有灭亡。
And the reason we are not consumed.
那是因为神没有改变。
It's because God did not change.
因为什么时候我们来转向他的时候。
Whenever we turn to him.
他就转向我们。
He will turn to us.
我们这些人常常的改变。
We are people who always change.
我们虽然与神立约。
Although we have made a covenant with God,
就像神与雅各立约一样,
just like God has made a covenant with Jacob,
但是以色列人常常偏离而不遵守,
but the Israelites always waver and they will not keep the covenant.
我们也是一样,
we are the same,
常常毁约的,
we always forfeit our covenant.
但是神没有改变,
but God didn't change.
为什么我们知道他没有改变呢?
Why do we know that he didn't change?
因为我们转向他的时候他就转向我们。
Because whenever we turn to him, he will turn to us.
他永远要遵守他的约的。
He will always keep his covenant.
这是神说我是耶和华的意思。
And this is the meaning when God says, I am the Lord.
他说我是从永远到永远的。
I am from eternity to eternity.
我是永远不会改变的。
I am the one who never change.
我是凡属血气的人的神。
I am the God of all flesh.
我们人呢、啊、却相反。
We men are different.
我们人是属血气的。
We belong to the flesh.
这个以赛亚书就告诉我们了，凡属血气的都像什么？都像草。
Isaiah tells us that all those who belong to the flesh are just like the grass.
这个草会枯干，花会凋谢的。
And the grass will wither, the flowers will die.
这个草今天是，明天就不是了。
And the grass will be here today and will not be here tomorrow.
只有主，只有神，永远都是。
Only God is.
而我们人不见得的。
And we are not.
我们每个人都有一个生日。
We all have our birthdays.
表示呢，我们有一个开始的。
It tells us that we have a beginning.
但是我们每一个人呢，也还有一个日子。
We also have another day for men.
我们现在不知道。
We don't know that day.
但是有那一个日子。
But eventually there will be that day.
每一个人有一天还有另外一个日子。
Each one of us will have another day to remember.
那是我们离开世界的日子。
That will be the day we leave this world.
所以我们呢是有一个结束的。
So we will have an ending.
所以我们跟神不一样。
We are unlike God.
神是从永远到永远的。
God is from eternity to eternity.
但是我们是从生日到那个日子为止。
But we exist from our birthday until that day.
把我们把这个日子来算一算的话，是非常的短暂。
And if you calculate the days in between, it is very short.
非常非常短。
Very short.
而且我们人不但我们的日子是短少的。
Not only our days are few.
而且我们常常改变。
We're always changing.
我不太喜欢在家里摆花。
I don't like to have flowers, fresh flowers in my home.
所以你到我家看没有花的。
So if you come to my house, I don't have fresh flowers.
不是我不喜欢花。
It's not because I don't like flowers.
其实我很喜欢花的。
I really like flowers.
但是我不能忍受看那个花改变。
But I can't stand it to see the flowers fade.
你看那个花这么好。
You see the flowers so beautiful.
这么美丽。
It is so beautiful.
但是第二天呢，它又改变了一点。
But next day, it changed slightly.
然后第三天呢，又改变了一点。
And the third day, it changed more.
越来呢，越难看。
And it fade day after day.
我就觉得这个不好。
And I don't like that.
我家里不摆花的。
So I don't put fresh flowers in my home.
我家只摆假花。
I only put fake silk flowers.
假花至少不改变。
Silk flowers will never change.
那个是我自己欺骗自己。
I am deceiving myself.
弟兄姊妹，我们人呢、啊、就是这样。
But sister, that's how we are.
我们天天在改变的。
We're changing every day.
我们有时候自己改变了。 还不知道，还觉得人家改变。
Sometimes we change, we don't feel it. We thought other people have changed.
我有一次我回台北的时候。
Once I went back to Taipei.
我们家里他们在看新闻电视。
And my family sat around to watch the news.
我说你们现在台北怎么回事？就找这个小孩子报新闻呢、啊、
？And I said, what's wrong with you people in Taipei that you find the youth to be the news reporter?
就是在报新闻的人都是像小孩子一样的。
All these news anchors look like little kids.
其实不是他们了，是我改变了。
It's not them, I have changed.
因为我已经老了嘛。
I have become old.
就看人家都觉得年轻啊。
So I think every one of them are too young.
看人家都觉得小。
They're so little.
我看那些警察怎么这么小啊
！I look at the policemen; they're so young.
这样小孩做警察干什么？谁听你的
？How can we have these youth as policemen?
其实也不是，警察就是那个年纪的。
It is not so because this is the right age for the
policemen. 人自己在改变。
But we are changing.
然后还觉得人家在改变。
And we felt other people are changing.
弟兄姊妹，我们这样的一个会改变的人。
And sisters, people like us who always change.
我们怎么样？能够让神来做我们的神。
How can we ask God to be our God?
到底主为什么要对耶利米讲这一句话？
Why did the Lord spoke these words to Jeremiah?
我们仔细读三十二章耶利米书三十二章的时候，
If we read Jeremiah chapter 32,
我就发现了，原来在这一章圣经里面呢，神是要耶利米去买一块地。
You would discover that God has asked Jeremiah to purchase a piece of land.
神叫耶利米去买一块地。
God asked Jeremiah to purchase a piece of land.
他要替他的那个叔叔的那个孩子去把一块地赎回来。
And he will redeem a piece of land from his uncle's sons.
为什么神要耶利米去买这块地呢？
Why did God ask Jeremiah to purchase land?
原来神是有这样的一个心意的。
Because God has such desire.
因为神给耶利米的这个预言的话。
And God has given him words of prophecy.
就是以色列人要被加勒底人要掳掠去了。
That the Israelites will be taken captives by the Chaldeans.
所以为了这个缘故呢，耶利米坐在监牢里面。
And for this reason, Jeremiah was being put into the jail.
那神为什么要他去买一块地呢？
But why did God ask him to purchase land?
乃是要借着这个买地呢，来告诉他有一天耶和华要把以色列人的地要赎回来的。
It's through purchasing of the land God has told him that one day God will redeem his people.
虽然暂时要交在加勒底人的手中啊。
Even though for a period of time they will be given to into
the hands of the Chaldeans. 但是将来必用银子买回。
But one day the land will be redeemed by
Syria. 要让被掳的人都归回。
And so all the captives will return.
为了这个缘故。
For this reason.
耶和华说，我是耶和华。
God says, I am the Lord.
是凡有血气的神。
The God of all flesh.
岂有我难成的事吗？
Is anything too difficult for me?
最后主场这一句话，它是有一个目的的。
God spoke these words with a purpose.
它乃是指的以色列人要得产业这一件事来说。
He refers to the Israelites shall receive inheritance.
神要让以色列人得产业，是他的永远的一个目的。
God will cause the Israelites to receive inheritance. This is always His desire.
虽然在那个时候以色列人完全失败了。
Even though at that moment Israelites have completely failed.
甚至到一个程度要被加勒底人要完全的掳掠过去。
They have failed to the point that they will be taken as captives by the Chaldeans.
但是主说耶利米去买一块地。
But God told Jeremiah to purchase the land.
因为有一天我要把这个地方赎回来的。
One day I will redeem this land.
我是耶和华。
I am the Lord.
是凡有血气的神。
The God of all flesh.
岂有难成的事吗？
Is anything too difficult for me?
弟兄姊妹，耶利米需要这一句话。
Brother and sister, Jeremiah needs this word.
先知需要这一句话。
The prophet needs this word.
因为他是告诉以色列人你们要被掳的人。
Because he was the one who told the Israelites that you will be taken as captives.
所以他心里面需要有这个把握。
So he needs to have this assurance in his heart.
神要做的事，至终要做成的。
That God will do his work and it will be accomplished.
今天我们也是这样。
Today it is same with us.
我们知道我们是应当得产业的。
We know that we need to possess land.
但是我们看一看呢，我们好像不像得产业的样子。
But we look around, we are not like people who who could possess land.
我们可能像以色列人一样。
Maybe we're like the Israelites.
已经快要被掳走了。
We're at the brink of being taken captives.
但是就在这样的一个时候，神仍然要对我们说一句话。
But in such moment, God will still speak this word to us.
就在他没有难成的事。
That there's nothing too difficult for him.
以色列人过红海。
The Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
代表他们得救。
It symbolized that they have received salvation.
但是那是不够的。
But that's not enough.
他们还要过约旦河的。
They still need to cross the Jordan River.
那代表他们要得产业。
It symbolized that they will possess land.
我们人也是这样。
We are the same.
今天我们都得救了。
Today we're all saved.
但是那是不够的。
But that's not enough.
神的心意是要我们得产业。
God's heart's desire is for us to possess land.
我们得救了以后，我们就做蒙恩的人。
After we're saved, we are the redeemed.
但是光是做一个蒙恩的人是不够的。
But it's not enough just to be saved.
我们要做一个蒙召的人。
We need to be those who are called.
蒙召的人就是要去得产业的。
And because those who are called to possess land.
所以这一句话可以说是耶和华对那个得产业的人所说的话。
And this is the word that God has spoken to those who are called to possess His inheritance.
如果我们有心要来得产业的话，
If we have a desire to possess His inheritance,
我们就必须要知道他是耶和华。
Then we need to know that He is the Lord.
他是凡有血气的神。
That He is the God of all flesh.
岂有难成的事吗？
Is anything too difficult for our God?
我们从这句话我们可以学习到两件事。
From this word we can learn two lessons.
就是一个得产业的人必须要相信神是。
One who takes possession of God's inheritance must believe that He is.
如果我们不相信神是，我们就不能得产业。
If we do not believe that He is, then we cannot take possession of His inheritance.
信心是一个得产业的人的一个记号。
Faith is a mark of those who take possession of the land.
有信心，没有一件事情是难的。
One who has faith.Will not find anything too difficult.
没有信心，什么事都是很难的。
If you do not have faith, then everything is very difficult for you.
对于这个进迦南来说呢？
In order to enter into the land of Canaan,
对大部分的以色列人来说呢，都很难。
It is a difficult thing for the majority of the Israelites.
但是对于约书亚和加勒呢，就很容易。
But it was a simple thing, an easy thing for Joshua and Caleb.
那个差别就在信心了。
The difference is in faith.
在约书亚记里面，神曾经应许以色列人。
In the book of Joshua, God has promised the Israelites.
他说：“你平生的日子，并无一人能够在你的面前站立得住。”
He says, "No one will be able to stand before you."
这句话就是的意思，就是说，在以色列人在得产业的这个道路上，没有一个人能够挡住他们的路。
It means no one will be able to stand in your way.When you take possession of your land,
那是如果我们相信神是。
That is when you believe God is.
如果我们不相信神是的话，
If we do not believe that God is,
什么人都能够挡我们的路的。
Then everyone can block our way.
我举例给你听啊。
I give you an example.
今天我们很多人呢、啊，被人挡了。
Today, many of us find a barrier before us.
那不是一个巨人挡我们的路啊。
It's not a giant who is blocking our way.
不是迦南人的这个亚纳族的人挡我们的路。
It's not the Anakans from the land of Canaan.
是谁挡我们的路呢？
Who is the one that blocks
our way? 是谁挡我们这个去得产业的路呢？
Who stands in between us to take possession of the land?
是一个人差不多十磅到二十磅之间的。
It's about a man who weighs about 10 pounds or 20 pounds.
是一个小 baby.
Just a little baby.
常常当我们有了一个孩子以后
Many times after we have a child
这个孩子呢就好像一个巨人一样
This child becomes a giant to us
站在我们得产业的道路上
And it stands in between the road for us to gain our possession
为什么会让这样一个小小的一个小人哈挡住我们得产业的道路呢
Why do we allow a small person like this to block our ways?
因为我们不信神是
Because we do not believe that God is.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？我们这些孩子们将来也是要得产业的。
Friend, sister, you need to remember that one of these days, your child will also need to possess the land.
这些得产业的孩子，我们要好好的教导他们的。
And for these children, you need to train and teach them.
这个。人告诉我们呢、啊、
And people would tell us
他说一个孩子他的这个属灵的性格的塑造呢是在三岁以前
To form the spiritual character of your child is around age 3.
那许多人说已经太晚了哈。
And people say, oh, it's too late.
啊，我们好多人都觉得太晚了。
We find it a little bit too late.
没有关系嘛，将来还有孙子哈。
It's okay, later on you still have grandchildren.
如果你的孩子还不到三岁的话，
If your children are not yet 3,
如果你的孩子还是小 baby 的话，
And they're still little babies.
在两三岁的时候呢，这个是他属灵性格塑造的一个时候。
In the age 2 and 3 years old is the time you form their spiritual character.
那我们怎么样来塑造这个孩子的属灵的性格？
And how do you form and shape their spiritual characters?
我想最重要的一件事，
I think the most important thing,
就是要让他知道说，这个孩子不是宇宙的中心。
Is to let them know that they are not the center of the universe.
我常常观察一些父母。
I often observe some parents.
每天都在塑造这个孩子，让他觉得他是宇宙的中心。
They are shaping their kids to let them know that they are the center of the universe.
这对这个孩子相当的不好。
This is very bad for the children.
他长大以后呢，不能跟同学相处。
Because when they grow up, they will not have an easy time to deal with other people.
结婚以后不能跟太太或先生相处。
And when they after they are married, they are unable to live with their husband.
在工作上呢，不能跟同事老板相处。
At their workplace, they cannot deal with their coworkers.
因为他们认为他们是宇宙的中心。
Because they think that they are the center of the universe.
这样的人是不能得产业的。
For such a person, he cannot possess the land.
我们需要在这个婴儿在成型、在长大的这个过程当中啊。
We need to teach the babies while they are forming and growing.
要让他知道神是宇宙的中心的。
And to teach them that God is the center of the universe.
我们怎么样能够让这个孩子知道说神是宇宙的中心呢？
How do we teach them that God is the center of the universe?
就是不要让他挡到我们得产业的那个道路上。
That is, do not let them stand in between the way of you gaining possession.
如果一个小小的孩子就能够挡住你的路的话，
If a small child can block your way,
那他肯定是中心啊。
Then he definitely is the center of the universe.
你要让他知道这个孩子是不能够挡住你得产业的道路。
You need to let this child know that he cannot prevent you from taking possession of this heavenly inheritance.
在孩子还小的时候，
While the child is still small.
我现在孩子已经很大了。
Now my children are all grown up.
很难回想到从前的那个时候。
It's difficult to remember days of the past.
所有的那个困难都忘记了。
I have forgotten all the troubles and difficulties.
现在想起来都是好的事情。
Now all I can remember are the good times.
哎，我就记得那个时候天气比较冷的时候，像现在的时候。
But I remember back in those days, during the cold days.
像天气冷的时候呢，孩子起来有问题哈。
In the cold, during the cold weather days, it's hard for the children to rise up.
孩子起来以后呢，也很不容易呢，让他们能够整理好。
And after they rise up in the morning, it's hard to prepare them.
夏天比较容易呢，冬天就比较难。
Summertime is easier, but wintertime is difficult.
那个时候我们是这样做的。
Back then, this is how we did it.
弟兄姊妹，我不是要你学我。
Francis, I don't want to ask you to copy me.
但是我会告诉你为什么这样做。
But I will tell you why I did this.
我希望大家能够能够听我为什么要那样做。
I want you to hear me out on my reasoning.
那个时候在礼拜六晚上睡觉以前呢，我们就把孩子礼拜天要穿的衣服都穿上去了。
Back in those days, on Saturday night before the children went to sleep, we have already dressed them for Sunday.
他礼拜天穿什么，我们就把他穿好。
Whatever they need to wear on that Sunday, they have already put all the clothes on.
然后他睡觉的时候呢，他们这衣服都穿好了。
So when they went to sleep, they are all dressed for Sunday.
所以这个礼拜天呢，他醒来也好，他不醒来也好。
So on Sunday, whether or not they can get up,
他醒来是最好，不醒来呢，就抱上车就是了嘛。
If they can wake up, that's great. If they cannot wake up, then we just pick them up and put them in the car.
这个得产业的路上呢，不能被他们挡住的。
And because on this road that you are gaining your heavenly inheritance, you cannot allow anything to stand in between.
我不是要弟兄姊妹学我这样做。
I'm not asking you to copy my method.
但是我要告诉你我为什么要这样做。
But I want to tell you why I did it.
我做有两个原因的。
I did this for two reasons.
头一个原因是要在孩子的面前要做一个见证。
The first reason is I must bear a testimony before my own children.
我做什么见证呢？
What testimony do I tell them?
就是神的事呢是比较重要的。
That God's things is more important.
神的事呢是比他重要的。
God is more important than they are.
他没有神重要。
They are not more important than God.
他在车上醒来以后就知道这件事情了。
Because when they woke up in the car, they realized this.
不是他醒来没有醒来的问题。
It is not whether or not they're willing to get up in the morning.
是时间到了没有的问题。
It is whether or not the time is up.
我们要向孩子做这个见证，说他不是宇宙的中心啊。
We need to give this testimony before our children that he is not the center universe.
这个地球没有停顿下来，他睡觉的时候啊，这地球不停的。
The earth did not stop turning because he went to sleep.
不管他醒来没有。
Whether he woke up or not.
该聚会就聚会了。
When it's time to go to the meeting, it's time to go.
神是宇宙的中心。
God is the center of universe.
我们要向孩子见证什么是重要的事。
We need to testify to our children what is more important in life.
是他重要呢还是神重要？
Is he important or God is more important?
我要告诉我们的孩子，神比他重要。
We need to tell our children that God is more important than they are.
因为圣经岂不是告诉我们说，我们如果爱孩子超过爱神的话，不配做跟随神的人啊。
Because the Bible tells us if we love our children more than we love God,then we are unworthy to follow God.
这是头一个原因。
This is the first reason.
那是在孩子面前做这个见证。
That you must bear such testimony before your children.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
那是敬畏神。
Is that we fear the Lord.
在诗篇九十篇里面他说。
In Psalm 90 he tells us.
他说谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
Who knows your wrath according to the fear that you deserve.
我们来聚会不是为着人的。
We come to the meeting not for man's purpose.
如果你是为着人这样做就错了。
If you come to the meeting for man's sake, then you are wrong.
也不让人看你多么爱主。
You do not come to the meeting to show people how much you love the Lord.
乃是我们要把神该受的敬畏来归给他。
But it is because we present to him the worship that he deserves.
我们的神是何等伟大的一个神。
Our God is a mighty God.
他应当受到一些敬畏的。
He ought to receive worship.
我这样做的目的呢，要把神当得的敬畏呢，要归给他。
I did it so that I gave him my worship.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹不要去想我的做法。
Brother and sister, you don't need to think about my methods.
那做法不要紧的。
Because methods are not important.
但是我这两个原因要交通给弟兄姊妹。
But these two reasons is what I want to share with you.
我愿不愿意，你愿不愿意在孩子面前做这样一个见证？
Are you willing to bear such testimony before your children?
你愿不愿意把神当得的敬畏来归给他？
Are you willing to give the reverence and fear of the Lord to him?
没有难成的事。
There's nothing too difficult.
如果我们相信神是的话，
If we believe that God is,
没有一件事是难成的。
Nothing is too difficult.
没有一个孩子能够挡在我们的面前的。
No child will be able to stand
before us. 没有一个工作的上的重担能够挡在我们的面前的。
There's not a burden of work that can block our way.
甚至也没有一个身体上的疾病能够挡在我们的面前的。
There's not even an illness in our physical body that can block us from worshiping God.
神知道这个是这何等的重要。
God knows that this is important.
因此神在最创世纪的时候他就告诉亚伯拉罕。
And so in Genesis he told Abraham.
他说耶和华岂有难成的事。
Is there anything too difficult for him?
弟兄姊妹，当我们相信神是的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we believe that God is,
我们的脚掌就能够踏出去了。
Then we are able to step forward.
我们的脚所踏出的地方呢，神就会赐给我们。
And every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I will give it to you.
以色列人有六十万个人倒闭在旷野。
The Israelites died in the wilderness for about 600,000.
难道迦南地没有应许给他们吗？
Wasn't the land of Canaan also their promised land?
神把迦南地岂不是也应许了给他们吗？
Didn't God also give them the promised land?
为什么他们没有得着呢？
But why is it they did not take possession of it?
因为他们的脚掌从来没有踏上去过。
It's because there's their feet have never stepped on the land.
如果他们当初肯把他们的脚踏进去的话，
If in the beginning they're willing to step take the step and step on the land,
那个地就是他们的。
Then that land belongs to them.
因此在这样一个今年要快结束的时候，
So at the end of this year,
我们一同彼此的勉励，
Let us encourage one another.
看我们在这还有没有得到的那个未得之地。
to examine ourselves, are there still land which we have not possessed?
什么是神要我们得着的地方呢？
What are the places which God wants us to take possession of?
腓立比书告诉我们呢、啊，他说呢，神要按照他万有的那个大能呢、啊，归服自己的大能，将我们卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Philippians tells us that God will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of His glory by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Himself.
凡是我们这个人的身上不像神的地方，都是我们未得之地啊。
In any part of our body that is unlike God are the land which we have yet to possess.
所以我们在主的面前有许许多多未得之地啊。
So before God, we still have many lands which we have not take possession of.
那我们怎么能够得到这些地？
How do we take possession of them?
我们这些身体上不像神的地方，怎么样能够来得着呢？
All the areas in our body which are unlike God, how can we take possession for God?
怎么样能够让我们更像神一点呢？
How can we be more like God?
弟兄姊妹，让我们在这个要让我们更像神呢，最好的方法就是在教会的侍奉。
Brother and sister, the best way to cause us to be more like God is through ministry, in service in church.
如果我们不参与教会的侍奉,
if we do not participate in serving God,
我们就不知道我们缺少爱心了。
Then we do not know that we lack love.
你觉得你很有爱心的。
You still feel that you're full of love.
那因为你没有侍奉。
It's because you haven't served God yet.
哎，你侍奉一下，你发现自己缺少爱心了。
If you serve, you will discover that you lack love.
你如果没有侍奉的话，你觉得你自己很能够忍耐的。
Without serving God, you feel that you have a lot of patience.
你真实开始侍奉的时候呢，你发现里面呢，真是缺少忍耐。
Once you begin to serve God, you discover that you lack patience.
我们服侍神的时候呢，就发现自己里面没有良善。
As we serve God, we discover that there's nothing good within us.
如果我们不侍奉神，
If we do not serve God,
我们觉得我们里面很好。
We feel that we are pretty good.
但是我们一开始真实的侍奉神的时候，
But when you seriously serve Him,
所有那个未得之地呢，就向我们开启了。
All the land that's yet to be possessed are opened before us.
我们发现我们得着的是何等的少啊！
We discover that what we have take possession of is so little.
就盼望在新的那年日的里面。
I hope in this new year.
就扩大我们的度量。
That God will expand our capacity.
让我们把自己摆在教会的侍奉的当中。
That we'll be willing to place ourselves in the midst of serving God.
就我们很多人不愿意把自己摆在教会的侍奉的里面。
Many people are unwilling to serve God.
我们宁可自己来侍奉。
We just want to serve by ourselves.
这个自己侍奉和教会的侍奉有什么不一样？
And there is a great difference between individual serving God and serving God in the church.
在教会的侍奉就让我们看见我们自己多么败坏。
And because when you serve in the church, you will discover how corrupt you are.
我们自己来侍奉，我们看不见自己的软弱。
When you serve by yourselves, you cannot see your own weaknesses.
只有你真正在教会里面侍奉，你才会看见这个事实。
Only when you participate in serving in the church, you will see this fact.
所以，但愿在新的年日的里面
，I hope in this new year.
如果你愿意来看见你未得之地的话
，If you want to see the land which you have yet to possess,
你要把自己摆在教会的侍奉的当中。
You need to place yourself in the midst of the church service.
我们得产业呢，还有一个开始。
And to take possession of the land, there is a beginning.
就像以色列人当初进迦南地有一个起点的。
Just like the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan, there is a point of beginning.
以色列人的起点就是基甲。
And the point of beginning for them is the land of Gilgal.
什么是基甲呢？
What is Gilgal?
基甲就是把神摆在神当得的那个地位上。
Gilgal means to place God in His rightful place.
把自己放下。
And to lay aside yourself.
诗篇就告诉我们了。
And Psalms tells us.
他说：“你们这些凡有血气的人呢、啊，都要来就近神呐、啊。
”And all of you who have flesh, you need to come near to God.
我们怎么样能够在我们的学习里面来到基甲这个地方
？How do we come to this land called Gilgal?
我们就是要能够认出来，到底谁是泥，谁是窑匠。
We need to be able to recognize who are the clays and who is the potter.
谁是泥，谁是窑匠
？Who is the clay and who is the potter？
有时候我搞不清楚的。
Sometimes it's hard for us to decipher.
我看看弟兄姊妹，我觉得好多都是窑匠。
I look at many brothers and sisters. They look like they are the potter.
为什么我觉得有时候我看弟兄姊妹觉得都是窑匠呢
？Why do I feel that they are the potter？
因为他们来主面前的时候，他们完全知道主要做什么。
And because when they come before the Lord, they already knew what God wants to do.
有需要的时候到主的面前来。
When they have need, they come before the Lord.
要主替他做这个事情。
They want God to do this thing.
如果主做了，他就高高兴的回去了。
If God did according to their will, they will return home happily.
回去了以后就忘了。
When they go home, they forget about God.
一直等到下一次有需要的时候。
Until the next time they have another need.
我就搞不清楚到底你是窑匠还是主是窑匠。
So I couldn't quite understand who is the potter and who is the clay.
到底谁是你，谁是窑匠？
Who is the clay and who is the potter?
我们需要在主的面前说，主啊，我是你。
We need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I am the clay.
你是窑匠。
You are the potter.
这个叫做吉甲。
This means Gilgal.
如果我们要走在这个得产业的道路上，
If we want to walk on this road to take possession of the land,
我们一定要认识我们是泥。
We must recognize that we are the clay.
只有神是窑匠。
And only God is the potter.
这个泥要在窑匠的手中。
This clay must be placed in the hand of the potter.
当这个泥在窑匠的手中以后，
When the clay is in the hand of the potter,
很多事情啊都变成小事。
Many things will become very small, insignificant.
很多事在我们身上都是很大很大的事。
Today, many things to us are great things.
为什么呢？
Why is it?
因为我们泥想要做窑匠做的事。
Because a clay wants to do the things of a potter.
这个泥想要做窑匠做的事就很难。
When the clay wants to do the things of a potter, then it's difficult.
那等到这个泥摆在那个窑匠的手中呢？
When you place the clay in the hand of the potter,
那就很容易了。
And then everything becomes easy.
那个事情呢就很容易很容易了。
Things become very simple.
我们就要是这样的来学习了。
This is how we need to learn.
弟兄姊妹，我们很感谢神。
One sister, we thank the Lord.
神把新的一年又摆在我们的面前。
That once again he has given us another new year.
在这一新的年日的里面。
And in this new year,
盼望我们每一个人都做一个得产业的人。
I hope that we are all people who take possession of the land.
我们不但是要做一个蒙恩的人，我们也要做一个蒙召的人。
Not only we need to be saved, but we also need to be called.
我们要在主的面前有一个心愿，说主啊，我要得你所要我得着的。
We need to have a desire before the Lord that Lord, I want to take possession of what you have called me to possess.
为了这个缘故，我们要相信耶和华是谁。
For this reason, we need to believe that God is.
我们要相信神是。
We need to believe that He is.
我们要把自己交在主的手中。
And commit ourselves into His.
我们要认识自己是泥。
We need to recognize that we are the clay.
而他是那个窑匠。
And He is the potter.
当我们这样来走在主的面前的时候。
And when we walk before the Lord like this.
主就要向我们证明一件事，在他没有难成的事。
God will prove one thing to us that there is nothing too difficult for Him.
因为在新的年日里面。
We hope in this new year,
我们都能够做这个见证。
We all can make this testimony.
就是当我们相信神的时候。
That when we believe in God.
当我们把自己摆在神的手中的时候。
When we place ourselves in His hand.
果真没有难成的事。
Truly, there is nothing too difficult.
但愿主能够激励我们。
May the Lord encourage our hearts.
把我们的那个脚掌提起来。
To lift up our feet.
来踏出去那一步。
So that we can take that step.
凡我们脚掌所踏的地方。
Wherever our foot have stepped on.
主都要赐给我们。
God will give the land to us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
早晨，你再用你的话再来呼召我们。
This morning you call us with your own words.
起来做一个得产业的人。
Rise up to be people who take possession of inheritance.
因为你是耶和华。
Because you are the Lord.
你就是神是。
You are the great I am.
你是昔在，你是今在，你也是永在的神。
You are the one that was and is and is to come.
在你没有转动的影儿。
And there's no turning a shadow in you.
改变的是我们。
We are the one who changed, Lord.
但是你没有改变。
But you do not change.
我们什么时候转向你，你就转向我们。
Whenever we turn to you, Lord, you turn to us.
但愿今天早晨，我们众人的心再来转向你。
This morning, may all our hearts turn back to you.
说我们是泥，你是窑匠。
And to claim that we are the clay and you are the potter.
我们把泥交在你的手中。
And we place this clay into your hands.
但愿在往后的年日的里面。
We pray that in the days to come,
我们都能够做见证说耶和华没有难成的事。
That we can all testify that there's nothing too difficult for the Lord.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.
We thank God